Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. And with me today is Seth Geis. How you doing, Seth?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
So today we are talking about the Dunbarton Tobacco and Trust Stillwell Star English number 27. The cigar is a Toro 6x52. Comes out of the Hoya de Nicaragua factory in Nicaragua. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano. Binder is Mexican San Andres Negro. Filler is from Nicaragua. It's got burley, Turkish, and Cypriot Latakia, blended by Steve Saka, and price point is $15.30. These cigars were released in November of 2021. So with all that out of the way, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
Listen, I got my kayak badge from Camp Cypriot Latakia in Lake Wananoa, and so that's offensive to anyone, but listen, the cigars are really are visually beautiful cigars. They have great aromas, aroma of scotch, tobacco, rich earth minerals. It's just, I mean, you're getting burley Turkish and Cypriot Latakia. I mean, it's just right there. This was really a peaty Scotch flavor profile, I felt, which is, I'm not a huge peaty guy, except I do like Lefroy. But that's just because we got hammered on that show. I think if I just had Lefroy now, I'd be like, that's too peaty. But it was just, sweet spices, soft earth, honey and fruit bread qualities, really long finish, just medium strength and body. It's kind of a flavor profile that remained throughout. If you love that flavor profile, then dude, have at it. But it just got to be a lot. Really good burn and draw. It's a great, it's well-made cigar. So it's just, that's the flavor profile I got. What about you, man?
Yeah, for me, the cigar show was slightly smoky oak and light dry earth. Got some peatiness that joined in pretty quickly, and then the pipe tobacco notes kind of replaced the peatiness. The oak also gained a toast note, and then the second third saw the pipe tobacco notes kind of fade back a bit, and then the final third saw the pipe tobacco notes completely fade out, and the toast level became pretty heavy. I thought the cigar started out pretty well, had that peatiness, and that later the pipe tobacco notes were really enjoyable. But as they waned and kind of the next two thirds, the profile was pretty average. And I agree with what you said kind of when we did the aromatic version review, that the Vitola in this series just I don't think is the best format to really showcase the pipe tobacco. It may be required to be able to make the cigar burn and all that stuff, but it just I don't know the best flavor delivery. So I'd be okay, babysitting it with a lighter if I was getting a ton of that, pipe tobacco notes and a good, be able to smoke through it. But I think it's just too long of a smoking experience to try to keep, that flavor and engagement going on, and just becomes a bit mundane as it goes along. So just, not something I'd really want to come back to, I don't think. And then getting to the scores, I was the high score at 5.65, and Seth, you were right behind me at 5.5. So, not a big difference between us. And my score matches up well. I thought the first start was good, so above average flavor profile. Did have some burn issues with it, which I think can be expected from this whole line of cigars, but a little wavy at times, but it did go out twice on me, requiring the relight. So it kind of knocked down a little bit. How about you? How'd your 5.5 match up for you?
It's so weird just like coming after you in terms of scores like this sometimes, and just usually not having someone to give it an eight or something. I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, I agree. We've said it countless times. Why is it, I hate when it does this. It's, I think if these were like petite Coronas, I'd probably really enjoy them. I think they'd be fun. You could really get something out of it. It just gets to be a lot. But if you're into it and you want to try it, it's cool experience in that sense. I'd have to go back and look at all of them. I feel like the English one, this was probably one of the more, I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see which pipe tobacco I like the most, but it's one of these things after smoking all these, you want to just take a break from pipe tobacco. So yeah.
It's a really long smoking experience. Burn the pipe tobacco burns slow. The whole thing just goes. It takes a while to get through them, and it just kind of like.
It really does. And I think, have you smoked a pipe before, right? Yeah. So it's like, I've smoked a pipe, and I don't, I enjoy smoking pipe every once in a while, but it's like, when you smoke it, you're getting a little bit of that quality, and then you just kind of can take a little break for a little while, and then you can relight your pipe. But with a cigar, you're like, man, I just keep, it's like you keep packing a pipe. And I'm like, man, I'm smoking like my dad did when I was a kid watching him smoke. I was like a beast. I can't handle that. So yeah.
All right. Wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe, but check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.